DeSoro is proposing to run a pipeline through eastern Summit County, but the council passed a set of ordinances in late June, including temporary zoning ordinances that stipulated, among other things, that there had to be a 2,500-foot setback for a pipe from wetlands, streams, and rivers. Jasper said a lawsuit from the oil company is possible, but they're not to that point yet.
So we've had a contact with a law firm that they've engaged, and we'll keep talking with them.
So what did they think about the plan to try and move that pipeline away from the water corridor up into the foothills?
I don't know that we've had that discussion that specifically. I think they believe that the county has exceeded its authority and preempted federal law on our local ordinances.
So they could be considering suing you to I guess, delete those? That's not the right word. The ordinances, though?
Well, when you get contacted by attorneys, there's always the in the background. If you don't, we'll bring lawsuit. But I think that's a long ways off. We'll have lots of discussions with them.
He said the county council has been clear from the outset that they were concerned about the proposed pipeline route near the Weber River corridor.
And they want it away from the river. They're afraid about spills and any other things that might happen. So I don't know. We'll push back and they'll push back and we'll keep going. But I think we're very committed to water quality issues regarding that pipeline. I think that's where the council's coming from. I think they've been very clear even before we adopted this ordinance. In fact, that's in part where we came from. We also feel like at the local level, if you're going to tear up our roads and things like that, we should, like any other utility, be able to permit that or not permit that, depending on how they're going to do it.
The new zoning ordinances, a matching pair for the east and west sides of the county, are only set up for 6 months while the county studies a permanent law. Jasper said Tesoro's concern is more focused on the permanent ordinance that council passed, setting engineering standards for safety reasons.
Well, the one ordinance, the safety ordinance, which I think they in particular feel like we're preempting federal law, and I don't think we are. I mean, we spent some months carefully researching what we could and could not do. There may be a place or two that we've stretched it, but we can let the courts decide that. We're bound and determined to protect our watershed. That's how we're going to do it. Now, the safety one is permanent. The other one is 6 months, but by state law, it has to go through the Planning Commission and all that. So certainly within 6 months, we'll have a final document ready through the Planning Commission's.
Summit County Manager Bob Jasper. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.